This is Rhema for today.
But I'll tell you one thing about it, the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. That's who Malachi talked about, Son of Righteousness, hallelujah, shall appear with healing in his wings. Thank God, he never fails. I said he never fails. Because the Son of Righteousness, the S-U-N of righteousness, is the S-O-N of righteousness, and is the Son of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Son of Righteousness, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Are you following me? And so he said lately that statement, after these years. See, here was a man, you know, I guess 60, maybe in his early 60s, 13 years. And so he said, I just said to my wife, you know, I can't get away from a statement I heard a preacher say 13 years ago. She didn't know me. Like I said, she didn't live there. You know, he lived somewhere else. And he said, I know he happened to be pastor of an Assembly of God church. I'm going to look in the phone directory and see if there's an Assembly of God church in this town. Well, there was, of course. He found there's several of them, but he found the first assembly. And he said, if there is, I'm going out there Sunday night and go to the altar and give my heart and life to the Lord. So he said, I came with that purpose. I really don't know what the pastor preached. He may think it's his sermon, but I came with the thought in mind, I'm going to the altar. I'm going to kneel there in that altar of God and open my heart up to the Lord. And he said, it's something, and he told me the little statement, just a little phrase I made, just a little statement that you made 13 years ago. Hallelujah. Well, I rejoiced. Amen. I hugged his neck. He hugged my neck. We just had a shouting spell around the front of that church. Hallelujah. Rejoicing. And then you see, when you know something about, like I said, the family, you know, was his, some of his family. That's the reason I was preaching a funeral, were in my church, you see. And he didn't know God. And perhaps, as we would say sometime, he was sort of the black sheep of the family. But, and you know, God didn't have much of a chance at him. But God at that funeral let some words be spoken, praise God, that shined in. And he couldn't get away from it. Well, thank God for that. I said, thank God for that. You know, that's the reason, one reason that, you know, we can't take credit for anything. Amen. You know, Paul said, you know, writing to the church at Corinth, some of them say would say, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos. Well, he's Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. A lot of times you think it's your preaching that brought people in, and what you might have been doing, just watering some seed that's already been planted there. Somebody else planted the seed. It was God that did it. Let's just give him all the praise. The Son of Righteousness. Hallelujah. And let's just rejoice that the sun came shining through. Praise his holy name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so many times these things happen, we just rejoice in it. Just simply rejoice in it. I run into people all over the nation. Some of them are now in the ministry. And that's rich and rewarding, you see. In the ministry. And I've had many of them to say, you know, I was saved in your meeting. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, just a host of them. Or you said something in your message or in your sermon, you know, at a certain place. When they remind me, you know, I didn't know them. You know, there's a whole crowd, hundreds of people there, thousands there sometime. You know, they know me because I'm the only man standing on the platform in the pulpit, you see. And they think you ought to know them, you know, because... Well, I remember the meeting, of course, then. And something you said, I never was able to get away from it. Now I'm in full-time ministry. Praise God. Hey, that's rich. That's rewarding. Everywhere you go. I mean, just everywhere you go. After you've been out in the ministry for a while, I've been out there for a good many years now, about 40-some-odd years. Everywhere I go, I never get away from folks that know you, know something of your ministry, have been blessed, But praise God, all the glory and all the praise and all of the honor goes to the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the Son of Righteousness. Now, you know, in the natural, from the natural standpoint, the Son, S-U-N, Son, is wonderful. It shed forth light. And sometimes it's a wonderful doctor. Sometimes folks just need some sunshine. I remember, you know, you heard me tell about the lady that was an inmate of the asylum, Wichita Falls, Texas. Well, she had been violently insane and had been shut up in a cell, a padded cell. No sunshine for over 2 years. She was no longer violently insane. The doctor said she'll always be insane, always need institutional care, but we don't believe she'll ever be violent anymore. But they said to her folks, see, this is 1943 during World War Number Two, and, you know, we're short of help. We can't, no one to take her out and exercise her. And if you could come and get her and take her home on a 2-week furlough and just keep her out all day long in the sunshine. She hadn't had any sunshine for over 2 years, see? And exercise. If you have a city park, just take her to the park and stay with her out there all day long. Now watch her closely, just like you would a little child, because she don't even have the mind of a 2-year-old. She's liable to just run right out in front of an automobile, be killed. So stay right with her. But keep her out all day long in the sunshine. And walk her, and exercise her. And if the change of environment and the sunshine and exercise doesn't improve her appetite and her overall health, she just isn't going to live much longer. Well, you see, people need sunshine and need exercise. Well, you know, of course, that the devil was cast out of the woman, her mind was restored, and the same doctors pronounced her well. Praise God. And 20-some-odd years later, she's still teaching Sunday school class in church and working for the Lord, working in a place of business. Her mind was fine. Well, son, from the natural standpoint, S-U-N, son, that woman needed sun. Keep her in the sunshine. And sunshine is a great help to us, and a blessing in many, many ways. But it's not, it won't cure everything. But I'll tell you one thing about it, the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. That's who Malachi talked about, Son of Righteousness, hallelujah, shall appear with healing in his wings. Thank God, he never fails. I said, he never fails. Because the Son of Righteousness, the S-U-N of righteousness, is the S-O-N of righteousness. And is the Son of God. And we used to sing the chorus, Jesus never fails. And at every opportunity, he never fails to shine light into the darkest place. Amen. All you have to do is just open your heart to him. He never fails. I don't care how sinful. I don't care from the standpoint of sickness and disease how hopeless the case may be. When they come to him and when they open up their heart to him, blessed be God, that sun shines in. Hallelujah. And dispels the darkness. And dispels everything of darkness. But too many times, my friends, there are things that we put up, so to speak, between us and the sun to keep it from shining in. We've got to get those things out of the way. Sometimes it can be sin. Sometimes it can be things of the flesh. And you have to do something about that. If you've got the sun in the natural, the S-U-N, shining in this window, well, you put up an awning to keep him shining in. Now, the sun's still out there. It just can't shine in because you got up the awning. If you'll take the awning off, praise God, the sun will just automatically shine in. And so the S-U-N of righteousness wants to shine into our lives and into our hearts to drive out darkness, to drive out sin, to drive out sickness, to drive out disease. And he's always there. And he never changes. Jesus Christ the same. Jesus Christ the same. Well, you see, he's that Son of Righteousness. We could put it this way. The Son of Righteousness the same. The Son of Righteousness the same. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today and forever. Well, just like the natural sun's always there. Why is it shining in? Because you've got something there between the sun and you. And so it is in the spiritual realm. Many times we have to remove whatever that is that's darkened our skies, that's hid from our view, the sun of righteousness. Praise God, just get it out of the way, and he'll shine in. Open wide the doors, the windows of your heart, of your being, so to speak, to him. And if they're already open, then throw them open wider. Praise God. Amen. Better still, just step right out of yourself into Christ.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, we are always talking about thanking people for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Mm-hmm. Well, back in March of 2025, I did a message. The hand of God is not too short that it cannot save.
Yes.
And it was an office message, and one of the offers was this little book of mine called Life of Obedience. And so this individual, this man,
yeah, I'm going to read this.
Okay, read that testimony.
Yeah, it says, thank you, Pastor Hagin. This is such an awesome message on salvation and deliverance. I remember as a young Christian years ago reading your book, Life of Obedience, and it changed my Christian life. I will preach this word that you have delivered, and I will see the hand of God reach out to touch others to be saved, healed, and delivered. Thanks again, Pastor. I appreciate the word you preach very much. And I appreciate people writing in.
Oh, yes, yes.
It just thrills us to know that, you know, that we're helping people.
Well, now, this little book, Life of Obedience, if you just go to rhema.org and go to the bookstore,
yes,
it's available right there. And so it is a great little book, just a little slimline book that you can put it in your shirt pocket and carry it around. So that's something that you can get.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Son of Righteousness. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.